This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. This was kind of interesting. Did you hear about this 67-year-old man in Australia who got cyanide poisoning because of apricot kernel extract he was taking to beat cancer? Now, the man didn't die, all right? Is that my vinyl chair? Sorry, you guys can hear the vinyl chair. You can hear my butt kind of on the vinyl chair. I'm wearing clothes. It's just this... this vinyl chair is, like, really noisy. I apologize. Every time I try to, like, you know what it is? You guys aren't hearing the vinyl chair. You're hearing the hemorrhoid pillow. The hemorrhoid pillow is also, you know, it's like a donut. Yeah, and so, so that's what you guys are hearing. All right, so I apologize. I actually deflated the hemorrhoid pillow a little bit. I need to pump it up. So, anyway, all right, so back to the 67-year-old in Australia. He got cyanide poisoning because he's been taking apricot kernel extract to beat cancer. He hasn't died, but he had low levels of oxygen in his body. That's the side effect of cyanide poisoning. So doctors in Melbourne realized that the patient had low oxygen levels when he was under anesthesia for routine surgery. Blood tests later revealed he had cyanide levels in his blood 25 times the accepted level. His case has been described in the journal BMJ Case Reports, and it shows how alternative medications, including sham cancer treatments, can obviously put people at risk. Now, you have many people who think that apricot kernels can prevent cancer. They're the little soft almond-like seeds found inside the apricot pits. So now you eat an apricot. Apricots are pretty cool. Dried apricots make you poop. If you ever have issues with pooping like I do, you got to get some dried apricots. You got to watch your sugar level, but it really works. But anyway, so you get into the apricot, and then there's that hard pit. If you open up the pit, there's kernels in there. And I guess there's a fruit kernel supplement called Novadalin. And he's been taking this to prevent his prostate cancer from coming back. This is according to study co-author Alex Constantatos, head of pain medicine at Alfred Hospital in Melbourne, Australia. Now, these apricot kernels contain amygdalin. And amygdalin, and also a compound called letryl, it converts to cyanide in the body. This is why we tell you to not eat the pits of certain, like, nectarines and fruits, because there's poison inside. And cyanide is toxic to cells because it interferes with the oxygen supply. It can hurt the brain, can hurt the heart, obviously. So people who think that apricot kernels are going to cure them may be killing themselves by other means. Now, can cyanide be toxic to cancer cells? It can be. In lab experiments, cyanide could kill a cancer cell, but cyanide could kill your healthy cells. So even if there is a compound that's being advertised by one of these companies saying, oh, you could, you know, use this and this will help you and this has been proven to kill cancer, you know, some of these commercials, they're not lying. Some of these advertisements, they're not lying. When they word something saying apricot kernel extract has been found to kill cancer, then you're like, oh, wow. Right? But if they're talking about a laboratory setting with these little cancer cells, and they're not talking about what happens when there's healthy brain tissue nearby or heart tissue nearby, right? They're technically telling the truth. They're just not telling the whole story. So letryl doesn't have any anti-cancer activity, according to the National Cancer Institute. And from what we understand in the U.S., using this letryl would be illegal. Again, this guy lives in Australia, though. Now, what can cyanide do? What would be a sign of cyanide poisoning? Well, you could be nauseous. You could be very tired. You could have headaches. You could have trouble sleeping. You could be very nervous. And, of course, you could die. There was a 28-month-old girl who died because of high cyanide levels in her blood. She had eaten apricot kernels. So this patient was at the hospital for a routine surgery to check his bladder and urethra. So he was going through a cystoscopy. And with the cystoscopy, although in America many times you're wide awake when we stick the camera up your urethra, which is very painful, especially for guys, sounds like he was under anesthesia getting his done, which is, I would say, appropriate, especially if they're evaluating him for cancer and needs to do some biopsies. I'd want to be put out if I had a long urethra. But while he was under anesthesia, the doctor was like, gosh, his oxygen is low. And so they did some blood work, and that's how they found out. He had high levels of thiocyanate, which is a byproduct of the cyanide breakdown. And then they sent more forensic laboratory results to Cindy. Wallaby Way. Yeah, Dora was there. And Dory, and they then confirmed high levels of the cyanide. He had 25 times the accepted levels. So they told the 67-year-old man that the kernels were making him sick, and he decided to continue taking them. He thinks this is what is helping him keep his cancer at bay. You have people very, very convinced. There's been a lot of discussion, and people have been sending a lot of prayers to Olivia Newton-John. She's been having severe back pain as her breast cancer had spread to her back. After she thought she was in remission, we're being told now by the Sun that the 68-year-old actress and singer, who's been one of her favorites since Grease, has been left unable to, not Xanadu. I can't really love her for Xanadu. But I did like Xanadu. I did love Grease, okay? The 68-year-old has unfortunately been left unable to walk because of this agonizing back pain. She's been using marijuana and saying she's finding relief with it. She was diagnosed when she was 43 years old with breast cancer, which is why any recommendation to wait till you're 50 is a bunch of crap. You start getting screened for your mammograms way early. She opted to have a partial mastectomy, underwent chemotherapy, breast reconstruction, and then was given a clean bill of health. Unfortunately, later this year, she felt back pain and found out that the cancer had spread to her spine. So we're praying for her. We hope that she could fight this. And from what we understand, she has been using marijuana. She said, the tinctures for me, for pain and inflammation, and it's a magical miracle plant. And so she's been making liquid tinctures for this. Unfortunately, she has had to postpone her tour dates since June. But she's also had photon radiation therapy, etc. But we're praying for her. We hope that she could... We're hoping that she could beat this. 1-877, Doc Dolly. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. Well, whenever there's chaos, somebody's going to come in and try to pick up the pieces. And they may not pick up the pieces in the most democratic and, shall we say, American way. And I don't want to compare anything that's right now going on in Congress or in the Senate to, you know, what happened during, you know, pre-World War II days with Hitler. But it's a very, very scary time in politics when chaos ensues and you have the general public yelling and screaming for something to be done. And the current government can't get something done. And the previous government is kind of the reason why we're in this mess to begin with. You have a lot of lack of faith in government. And so when it comes to healthcare, you got a lot of people out there going, you know what, this isn't working. This is not working. And the longer this goes, the more desperate people are going to become. And from what we're hearing now, Bernie Sanders' single-payer bill may have now more support than it ever has. It's called the Medicare for All Act. And it's now backed by a third of the Senate Democratic Caucus. Senator Bernie Sanders is introducing today his new version of a plan to give everybody government-run health insurance, potentially opening up a new chapter in the ongoing debate over how to make healthcare in the U.S. more affordable and available. It's going to overhaul American health insurance with a souped-up, more generous version of Medicare, replacing nearly all private health insurance. Now, some of you may go, Dahlia, that sounds good. I've been asking for this. Hold on. Be careful what you wish for, people. Please be careful what you wish for. Let me tell you what he plans to do. Let me tell you what I think. Could ensue. See how that rhymes? Okay. So, it would be a souped-up, generous version of Medicare, replacing nearly all private health insurance. Private health insurance is kind of stinky now. I see why some people like it, but be careful. With this tantalizing carrot that's being dangled, wow, we'll get Medicare, but better. It's going to be a better Medicare. Medicare in and of itself has a lot of problems. But this isn't going to be regular Medicare. This will be better. So I'm for it. I'm for it. Oh, I'm for it. Sounds good. Okay, everybody hold the phone. Okay? In order for this to happen, okay, which I still think is being very overly optimistic, almost, not only is it being overly optimistic, but I think it's fooling us a little bit, all right? This is going to give government a lot more control over our medical care. Replacing nearly all private health insurance, having the government in full control. Are you guys ready to hand over for the rest of your lives the government being responsible for your health, your healthcare decisions? And remember, you're going to get older one day. This is going to be one of the most ambitious social welfare initiatives in U.S. history. Sanders told Huffington Post in an interview Tuesday he believes America is ready for it. It is ripe. It is ripe for a socialist takeover. Please, people, be careful with this. Bernie Sanders says the American people are catching on to where the Republicans are coming from. They see the limitations of the Affordable Care Act, and they're looking at the alternatives. And this is a rational alternative. Now, Sanders has been basically alone in this crusade for universal health care since the early 90s. He first came to Congress back then. In 2013, he introduced a previous iteration of the bill, had no support from his colleagues. But now the idea is getting popular because people are getting desperate. Sanders' influence within progressive politics, the Democratic senators, co-sponsoring the bill. And remember I told you guys, if Hillary won, Obamacare was going to be gone anyway. All right, there is no way any president, whether they were Democrat or Republican, was going to want Obamacare to infect their presidency. Okay, this was Hillary's idea decades ago. So if Hillary had won, she was going to make a Hillary care. Maybe build it off Obamacare, but she was not going to sit there and spend most of her presidency trying to buttress up, you know, a failing bill. She was going to probably make her own. Maybe build off of it to throw Obama a bone or two and keep his supporters happy. But it was later going to be Hillary care. So healthcare was going to change. It's just, was it going to be repeal and replace like Trump promised? Or was it going to be more and more socialized as Bernie Sanders and Hillary was going to probably have to do? They say, right now, 16 Democratic senators are co-sponsoring this bill. That's more than a third of the state Democratic caucus. Staffers told Huffington Post they expected less than half as many senators to sign on. And they think the broad appeal is going to grow. So we have Cory Booker, Kristen Gillibrand, Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren backing the bill, Patrick Leahy, Al Franken, Jeff Merkley, Ed Markey, Martin Heinrich, Tom Udall, Brian Schatz, Mazie Hirono of Hawaii, Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, Janine Shaheen of New Hampshire, and Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin. What are the Republicans doing at the time? Well, I think we have a Hail Mary here. Senators Lindsey Graham and Bill Cassidy have released a last-ditch health care bill that also aims to replace Obamacare's architecture with a block grant given annually to states to defray individual insurance costs. Our bill takes money and power out of Washington, gives it back to patients and states. It takes us off the path, Lindsey Graham said, to single-payer health care, which would be a disaster, and puts us on a path towards local control. Now, this proposal has been sponsored by Dean Heller, Ron Johnson, and this comes months after, you know, the Republicans failed multiple times to get something passed. There is a September 30th deadline to pass a health care bill. We're talking 2 weeks. In order to get 50 votes through the budget reconciliation process. Now, this bill would eliminate Obamacare's individual and employer mandates, which is very popular, repeal its tax credits and cost-sharing reduction subsidies, as well as scheduled Medicare expansion. I think that should also say Medicaid expansion as well. Sponsors have characterized their package, and it sounds like they're going to try to make this move forward. The Republicans have the majority, but it's not enough of a majority. So I don't know if this is going to pass. So some of you going, Dahlia, what's the big deal? Let Bernie Sanders' plan go into effect. It's going to happen anyway. I don't know if I am ready to completely wipe out private health insurance. I am no fan of private health insurance. Okay? It's ridiculous where we are right now with private health insurance. But there's a reason why it's ridiculous. It's because medical costs are expensive, and you cannot put in the amount of money, right, individually, that these insurance companies have to turn around and pay out unless you're very, very healthy, okay? But if you have diabetes and high blood pressure and high cholesterol and you have angina and maybe COPD, all right, you know, you're probably costing, you know, thousands of dollars a month for your medical care, and you're only putting in premiums of maybe $800 a month, which is still really high. So, you know, I wish we could go back to a system where we don't need insurance, where you could pay the doctor cash, pay the hospital cash, they have to offer cash discounts, means to pay, and you don't end up paying an insurance company to be the middleman. All right, I think that's where we're losing a lot of money. But don't take that position as let's get rid of insurance companies and let the government take over. Okay, having everybody on Medicare, maybe for the first year, may sound great. Well, look, Medicare will cover if I have a sore throat, etc. Do we have enough doctors taking Medicare? No. Doctors are leaving Medicare left and right. Why? Medicare isn't paying the doctors. Medicare threatens audits. And they don't waste the money in an audit without trying to find something. And I think I've never been audited. But I hardly saw Medicare patients because I just didn't have time. I didn't have enough providers. And I don't go to the hospital and take care of, you know, patients in the hospital. So my clinic, my practice was a lot smaller. But people who did take Medicare, they said when they would come in and get an audit, you know, and I told you about that one doctor where he was in the room, he took care of the patient, he did a lovely note, and the Medicare audit said, no, this should have been a nurse visit. You should have only billed it as a nurse visit. There's no way to pass the audits. So medical providers are like, hell no. So what's going to happen now? If government is taken over and government is going to be the only health insurance, are they going to force medical providers to now take Medicare? 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so I've heard from many of you throughout the years, many of you are in agreement with me that Obamacare stinks and something needs to be done and we should give more power to the states and more power to the people. Others have said, why not Medicaid or Medicare for all? And now Bernie Sanders has probably gotten now the most support he ever has in this sort of bill. as he has already a third of the Democratic caucus. That doesn't mean it's going to go forward, but a third of the Democratic caucus getting excited by it. And he's going to probably get more because as media in certain constituent areas start to highlight this and make it sound good, you may have people go, yeah, let's do what Bernie Sanders suggested. And, you know, we need to just step back and take a look and, you know, see what's going on here. You know, Obama and his Obamacare stink. Okay, right? Obamacare has obviously failed to the point now where even the Democrats, you know, think that they have to step in and do something. The problem is Obamacare was designed to eventually allow single-payer or a public option to come into play. When, you know, we rejected the public option years ago in 2008, 2009, President Obama was like, fine, all right, you want private health insurance? You got private health insurance. And this design was destined for private insurance to fail. Once you mandate pre-existing conditions, which is something you and I were for, but once you mandate pre-existing conditions, there is no way a healthy person is going to pay crappy premiums and pay for a product they don't need when they don't need it. So premiums skyrocketed, quadrupled, quintupled, sextupled, if that's a word for it, sextupled. And deductibles are high, premiums are high, and it's an absolute mess. So why not, you know, if private insurance can't do it, if there's too much greed, if everybody's worried that state governors are going to change the way things are with health care, people want consistency. They want predictability. Let's just go to Medicare. Why not? Why don't we just throw our hands up in the air and let the government take control? Heil Hitler. I know, I'm not supposed to. I am not supposed to compare this to Hitler. But you see how desperate we're becoming. You see how exhausted we are. Let's get rid of private health systems, you know, demolish them. We're never going to want them back. And if we do, all right, it'll take maybe a couple decades for them to rebuild. Let's just let government take over. Well, how good is Medicare? Right? How strong is Medicare? Lest we forget, isn't Medicare going bankrupt? Now, the liberals will say, no, Medicare's fine. Medicare's not going bankrupt. We were being told just last year that Medicare's hospital expenses are going to run out of money. The trust fund that pays Medicare's hospital expenses is going to run out of money by the year 2029. Social Security program is going to probably last until 2034. This is the annual report from the Social Security and Medicare Board of Trustees. The Social Security and Medicare Board are telling us that they're going to run out of money, which means Medicare and Social Security systems suck also. Not only does Obamacare stink, but the way we have Medicare and Social Security set up stinks as well. And that's not coming from Donald Trump. That's not coming from Bernie Sanders. That's coming from the Social Security and Medicare Board of Trustees themselves. So moving us and making us dependent on a system that is, you know, becoming bankrupt, I think it's one of the stupidest things in the world. They say, according to the Washington Post, Medicare and Social Security comprised 42% of federal program spending in 2016. Medicare covered 56.8 million beneficiaries in 2016. Social Security provided benefits for 60.9 million people. And these trustees include representatives of the Treasury Department, Health and Human Services, Labor and Social Security. Right, and this was a year, this was, by the way, a study done last year. So these were Obama appointees, Obama-era representatives of the Treasury Department, Health and Human Services, Labor and Social Security. Not Trump. Okay? This came out a year ago. And they said, we're having issues. Not to mention the growth in national health care spending that slowed down. You have a $15,000 deductible, you're not going to go to the doctor. So, if Medicare is not going to be around in 12 years, how are we supposed to have a souped-up better version? That's why, like I said, people, be careful. They'll make it work. How are they going to make it work? raising taxes? All right. Well, I don't mind a little tax. A little. You don't mind a little tax raise. Okay? We're already paying up the yin-yang in taxes. And Medicare is going under. So in order to have a souped-up version, one that makes everybody happy, we're going to have to put a lot of money into this. Well, it's all right, Dr. Dahlia. We have a surplus of funds. I mean, it's not like we're running, at a deficit. Oh, really? Where the hell where's the money going to come from? Well, people like Donald Trump and Bill Gates will pay for this. Really? Does Bill Gates and Donald Trump have enough money to keep Medicare alive and well, for millions and millions and millions of more people? No, they don't. You don't have enough rich people that you can tax and browbeat into keeping this afloat. And, I'm sorry. I would really like our wealthy people to continue donating to charities, continue donating to the Red Cross, continue building schools for the blind and for kids. Okay? I don't know if I want their money going to Medicare. I think I like where a lot of their money is going right now, to jobs, to businesses, to more projects. Okay? This is very frustrating. So Social Security program is projected to last until the year 2028, which is 5 years longer than the year before's projection. But where is the money coming from? Well, Dr. Dahlia, we got the millennials, and, a lot of them are going to college, and they're getting jobs, and they're buying homes, and they're putting money into the whoa, really? Are millennials putting money into are they paying the same per capita percentage of taxes that we did in the 90s and our parents did in the 70s and 60s, et cetera? I mean, are they really putting that much in tax dollars? Well, we still got the baby boomers, and the baby boomers are retiring. The baby boomers are on Medicare. Not a lot of baby boomers are working. My mom is now 73? She still works. That's a rarity. It's a rarity. And thank you for her tax contribution, but it's not enough, people. So before we just collapse and allow the most liberal of socialistic politicians to take over our health care, we really need to figure something out, and maybe that's our destiny. Maybe it's our destiny to become socialized, to just have the government take it over, 1/6 of our GDP. They take over healthcare. What else are they going to take over? And maybe that's what people want. Maybe people want America to be socialized. Maybe they want a 40% tax bracket. Maybe that's what they want. I mean, have you guys been watching what's been going on in England? Nobody's watching what's going on in England? No, I mean, I tell you guys bits and pieces. ER is having to close. Them not getting enough doctors. Them asking people, can you wait a few months before you get something treated? They're running out of money. A government system runs out of money. Now, somebody could say, well, then, Dahlia, fine. Let the government system fail and private enterprise will come in. When the government takes power, they're not going to be that quick to allow it to be given up. It's going to be very unhospitable for a private insurance company to restart. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening. The power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, I want you guys to stop it. Apparently, some of you are making fun of Tony Romo and his sports commentary abilities. All right, really, people? Okay, cut me a break. Cut him some slack. Okay, he's a football player. He knows his stuff. Apparently, there's these YouTube videos making fun of him. Apparently, okay, but Tony Romo, you know, Tony Romo was the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, and it did very, very well. Okay, I mean, very, very well. For many years, until he broke clavicle and, you know, broke his back, you know, a couple times. And Dak Prescott had to take over. And then Dak Prescott did an amazing job, as well as Ezekiel Elliott, running back Dez Bryant, Jason Witten, all the good guys, Dallas Cowboys. And rather than keeping Tony Romo, which is something that the Cowboys had wanted to do, they, you know, allowed him to go and pursue other career options. And one was sports commentary, sports casting with CBS Sports. I forget how many millions of dollars his contract was. But from what I understand, it was pretty damn good. And so when you guys hear him do some commentary, it's not technically commentary. It's more like him, you know, telling us what the plays are going to be before the plays happen. And I'm sure somebody's going to talk to him about that, going, look, just in case somebody's listening to this, you know, even though there is a delay many times, the other team could hear maybe what you're saying, so maybe not. But, you know, cut him some slack, okay? Commentating and commentary is very difficult to do. I think he's doing a pretty good job. Okay, leave him alone. All right, I think the CIA is doing a phenomenal job. Did you hear what the CIA is going to do? The CIA will not, and thank you for this, will not release the porn collection ever recovered from Osama bin Laden's compound in Pakistan. Woo-hoo! Despite pleas from the public and lawsuits which claim the public has a right to see the material, CIA Director Mike Pompeo revealed this week that the files will not see the light of day. Hundreds of other pieces of evidence which were gathered from bin Laden's compound after the mission in 2011 are to be released very soon. They say we will release all, but there's some pornography and there's some copyrighted material. And they say everything but those items will be released in the weeks ahead. This is going to be also, you know, kind of commemorating the 16th anniversary of September 11th, which we just had. They say the evidence that was gathered after SEAL Team 6 took out Al-Qaeda has been kept away from the public for 6 years. It has been the source of debate among intelligence officials, some of whom wanted to keep it private, claiming it all served as operational material and was classified. Director Pompeo said on Monday that he was eager for it to be shared, but admitted some files will remain secret. I want to get these documents out. Once we are sure there's not classified material, and once we are sure there are not things that we can't release, I want to make sure that the world gets to see them. Now, this pornography collection belonged to Al-Qaeda, and his soldiers were never supposed to be something that we were supposed to see. And again, I would like to say thank you, thank you, thank you for that. From what we understand, his place was a mess. The televisions had pre-recorded porn. And, I mean, I don't know. Anyway, all right, I'm still very confused about what happened with Osama bin Laden. For years, we said they got him, or he died, or he had kidney failure, or there was something going on in a mountain, I remember, and they couldn't get the dialysis machine there. I don't know what the heck was going on. But apparently in 2011, and thankfully with, you know, SEAL Team 6, for all their good work, they got him. It's just before we could finally believe it and go, okay, so now this is so this is really, really the end of bin Laden. Okay, because we've been hearing about this for years. Let's see his body. They said, no, we don't have it anymore. We threw it in the ocean. And that just was very odd to me. I understand that there are certain burials that need to be done in, with religions and certain, you're not supposed to keep a body out, you know, for multiple days. I get that. But, you know, for such a figure, especially with September 11th, was such a key figure, and for years, us being confused if he was still alive or not, you know, made you wonder if there were multiple Osama bin Ladens. You know, you almost wonder if there was, you know, they just kept redressing somebody else up. You don't know. But, I mean, it looks like him. You know, I mean, how would we know for sure? But, you know, I think the SEAL team got him. It's just, I don't know what the hell was being told to us all these other years. And then all of a sudden we're like, all right, you got him. Let's take a look. Just like we saw Saddam Hussein. You know, no, nope. Don't get to see him. He's already gone. He's long gone. He's in the ocean. He's in the ocean. You got rid of him awfully quick. So they're holding on to the porn collection. They're holding on to all this other evidence. But the body think they got rid of fast. I just don't believe it. I think they still have the body. I don't think they threw it at him in the ocean. That's just me.
Okay. Crazy stuff. All right, but good. At least we don't have to see the porn. Woo. Type 2 diabetes is reversible. What researchers are saying is if you eat just 600 calories a day for 8 weeks, you could reverse diabetes. Cutting your calories to 600 calories a day. And they think this could save millions and millions of lives. Now, of course, as we're getting all excited about the 600 calories a day, are you guys ready to eat 600 calories a day? Have you guys ever tried to eat 600 calories a day? I haven't. It's like miserable. It's I've done fasts. I've done diets. I've done Weight Watchers. I think I tried a little bit Jenny Craig. You know, for me, I need probably about 600 calories a bite. You know, I need probably to, you know, sink my teeth into, you know, probably a 600 calorie bite. That's just me. But Newcastle University scientists say that excess calories lead to fatty liver. This causes the liver to produce too much glucose. Excess fat is then sent to the pancreas, and this then messes up the beta islet cells that help produce insulin. So if you lose less than 1 gram of fat from the pancreas, that could restart insulin production. And if we could reignite insulin production, we could then cure ourselves of diabetes. Very cool stuff. Now, we're talking about type 2 diabetics, not the type 1 diabetics. The type 1 diabetics, that's where something genetically is going on or something damaged the pancreas early on as a child. You know, you have a lot of type 1 diabetics that are adults where they just need insulin for life. We don't know if we could ever, you know, reboot that pancreas. But what about those of us who had working pancreae? Is that the plural, or is there pancreases? Let's make up a word, pancreae. Right? They had working pancreae for years, and all of a sudden we gained weight, or we got older, or genetics kicked in, and now the pancreas isn't shooting out the insulin. They say this reversal of diabetes, if you do the 600 calorie a day, 8 week fast, right? This reversal of diabetes can remain possible for at least 10 years after the onset of the condition. And the diet helps you lose about 15 kilograms, or about, what, 35, 30, 40 pounds of weight loss. And weight loss also helps reverse the condition. So Professor Taylor has spent almost 4 decades studying the condition. He says, I think the real importance of this work is for the patient themselves. Many have described to me how embarking on the low-calorie diet has been the only option to prevent what they thought was an inevitable decline of their diabetes. And, you know, diabetes medications aren't a walk in the park. How many of you guys have ever taken metformin or glucophage? That tears up the stomach. It's one of my favorite medications. They're even saying it really helps the gut microbiome. But, you know, it's not an easy medication to take. Also, it can mess with your kidneys. So, say, you know what, Dolly, it's okay. I got medicine. Okay? We're going to probably have the Bernie Sanders Medicare for All. We'll be good. No. You know, try not to be on medication if you don't have to be. There are 380 million people suffering from diabetes worldwide. So how would you do 600 calories? I guess 200 calories for breakfast? 200 calories? No, that does not mean a soda pop. I don't know, saltine crackers and a piece of lettuce? I don't know how to do it. If I did, I'd be skinny right now. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.